Welcome to the Crystal Coach Show with me, your host, Anahata, helping you live every day with clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom. Are you feeling overwhelmed, anxious, maybe disconnected? Do you ever feel like you don't know how to live a life of peace and joy? I am Anahata Roach, the Crystal Coach, and during this show, we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. The Crystal Coach Show leaves you with a feeling of connection and the clarity it takes towards becoming the best version of yourself as you hear from thought leaders and many others to help you ignite the crystalline nature of who you really are. Stay tuned. The Crystal Coach Show starts now.
Everyone, welcome. Welcome to the, first of all, let me say I'm Dr. Pat, and I am so honored to be taking this journey with Anahata. And let me just say one thing. It is always an honor and a privilege for me. And I'm always amazed at how this journey takes a person from different points in time in their lives with the one thing in mind, and that is to create a platform for all of you to be the best you can be. Whether that's healing, whether that's stepping out, whether that's staying in, that's what this is about. And you're going to hear today from someone that has been doing this now to help others. Whether you know her as a coach, a corporate professional, if you know her as somebody that has shared her story, her challenges, how to overcome them, whether you know that she is the crystal coach, and that in itself is an enormous body of work that she's bringing to all of you today through this show. But most importantly, when you hear her channel this divine wisdom, and you understand, especially those of you that have worked with her and those of you that are going to work with her, you know, what you know is that the idea of resonance, and you'll hear about that today, the knowledge that she has about crystals and stones and what they mean and what they've meant thousands and thousands of years ago and how we come forward now today in the world. And what Anahata is doing today is bringing this knowledge, this wisdom, and transferring this to all of you. You see, this is like a pathway of purpose. It's a pathway of vision. It's a pathway of action. And that's what I love. Whether you are finding a way from fear or trying to find balance, trying to find some peace, some energy that's going to match where you are and where you want to go. This show is about it. Today, I get to take this journey today with her because this is a birthing of sorts, but it is something that helps us today understand who we are, where we are, and where we live. You know, this show is about clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom. And today in that arena, what we're taking on is the escape route. Escape the prison of fear. Yes, it is. It is that. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Wow. We're doing it.
We are, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I am so honored and that you are here with me, being the midwife for this birthing process. I've been on a really crazy journey for the last 18 months, and it was a lot of lows as well as highs, but it was mystical in that it really helped me transform the way I perceived myself and my purpose. And the fear that I had, the programmed fear that I had around not being enough, not being perfect, not being, that was what was really holding me back in the first place. And so this is why I feel so called to address this today, is that all of us have a place where we feel stuck or we feel like we can't quite get beyond where, you know, we get to a certain point and we just can't get beyond that, you know, any kind of place in your life.
Yeah.
And there is a way. I have lived it, but it requires some work.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's why we wanted to talk about shifting out of fear, because fear keeps us in our own self-made prison. No one else put us in there except for the voices and the programs in our head when we were kids. That kind of, like, you know, you're not good enough. You're not as good as, you never will be. Those kinds of things that linger in the subconscious and keep us stuck. If we can break through that, if we can learn that the choice that we have in this world is we can live in fear, because it's all around us all the time in this 3D world we live in, right? It's visceral, goes right through you. If you feel the fear, it really does. It has a physical effect on you. Or we can choose to live in love.
Yeah.
Love is really hard because it's a high frequency. It's an intake of breath. You know, imagine how you feel when you see this gorgeous sunrise or a gorgeous sunset. You know, you go, wow, that's love. That's that ephemeral kind of, I can't quite hold on to it feeling. That if you work on practicing gratitude, and when you know, when you're in fear, it's really hard to see any gratitude. But the more we can practice gratitude, the more we get that place where we are open vibrationally. We're open to feeling more and more of joy and love and that which we are. We come from love. We return to love because we are love. But we put our own these filters, you know. If you can imagine an actor on a stage, this is us, okay? We're on the stage. And source energy, the love energy, is this big spotlight on us, right?
Yeah.
And but over the years, we put filters in front of that light, that spotlight, and it gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And then we're like, wait a minute, we're all alone. Well, no, the light's been there the whole time. We've just separated ourselves from it. So that's the duality that we live in this world. And the choices that we have.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Take a big deep breath for that.
Well, it is. It's take a big deep breath for it, but it's take a big, big deep breath so that when you exhale, you are literally clearing out a space to take in that which you desire. That which is, you know, has the absence of fear. And yet there are so many things we learn from fear. Let's talk about this for a minute. You know, there is this idea of like being able to shift from fear. So what does that even look like? What does that mean? Now, in our society, Hollywood industry, a lot of money from fear. Totally. Right. Adrenaline fear.
Oh, yeah.
But totally. Totally. Yeah. Like, you know, thank you, Stephen King. Right. but you know, that's really a great opportunity, because if there is something about that, if the energy of fear is something that will help you, you know, go from here where you are to where you want to go, and you can hold on to that lesson to be able to take it in, then isn't it in fact the reality that we get to stand on both shoulders? You know, one that has the, you know, fear, and one that has fearlessness. And so there's a duality in this, from the sexy nature of fear to the reality of how we get stuck. They're not the same.
No. And fear is sexy in the way that, you know, you just described. I mean, you know, a whole genre in Hollywood has created, you know, has come out of fear. But it's also, when we say sexy, it's more like attractive, because you get into this programmed kind of response and reaction, and it feels odd, or it feels uncomfortable when it's calm or quiet or peaceful. You're waiting for that other shoe to drop. There's mm-hmm. always going to be something that's going to go wrong. Well, by putting that out there as a vibration from you, you're going to be bringing that which you really don't want to mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
You know? I'm interested. It happens.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody this morning. I'm one of these people. I wake up. I never know. I do my meditation. I get my answer. And then I find myself in the bathroom with my little electric hair shaver thing cutting my hair. That's what I did this morning. Hair everywhere. Went everywhere. And so somebody was talking to me, somebody this morning, I was on an earlier call, and they said, oh, you got your hair done. I said, I did it this morning. And they just looked at me like, okay. I said, they said, you got your hair cut. I said, yes, I did it this morning, 15 minutes in the bathroom. There was a pause. Now, I want to go to your point. How much can we say we love ourselves to the point where I just could not take my hair the way it was looking? I knew I needed to do something. I knew how busy I was today. And I have done this before. I own one of those shaver things, right? Linda, whenever Linda hears I'm going to pull that out, she's like, oh no, Sinead O'Connor's coming. But see, that's an area of my life that it doesn't matter if it's straight. I don't know if it's straight or not. It's probably cut way too short. I probably got some like gaps in the back. I don't know. But it's just not that important to me today. I'm never going to make it look like, well, that's not true. I have had moments where Linda has had to fly all the way out here to fix it. But I did it from a place of love, not anger, not frustration. And you're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Right.
No, I didn't have a mirror. No. I did it very intuitively. I pulled up a piece of hair. I got that little buzz thing going, and I'm like buzzing it, and the hair is flying everywhere. When we come back, are you ready to let your hair fly? You ready? Are you ready to let your hair fly? Because if you are in a place where you're feeling trapped by the prison of fear, whatever that is, when we come back, you're going to go on a journey with Anahata, and you're going to go on that journey to get a way out of those shackles. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, it's really an honor. As I said before, I'm always amazed at being invited to co-host a show. And this is the first episode for the Crystal Coach Show here with us on the Transformation Network. And, you know, and it's always an honor. I mean, 20 years later, I'm still in awe about what people like Anahata are, what they're doing in the world, how they have not you know, let anything really hold them down, how they become stronger, more resilient as a result of the things in their lives. But, you know, you have to know a little bit about the prison of fear for you to select that as your first episode. You have to know a few things about it. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how do you make the shift and what is it about love that you choose? And this is really important. And this is what I want to say. I had this conversation earlier with someone. When you choose love, you don't have to like blurt it out, you know, like, but it's an inner sense. Before we go to that, please let people know how they find out more about you, how they can work with you directly, all of the above.
Great. Thank you. Yes. You can go to my website, which is thecrystalcoach.com. And all of the offerings that I have are on the website. I do have a free giveaway that today that if you would like to, if you're interested in what kind of crystals might support shifting away from fear, I wrote a little book during the pandemic called Crystals in a Crisis. And it, you know, just kind of goes over how to use and choose stones for self-care. So that's how you can find out more about me.
Yeah. And, you know, this is really a timely show because there are many people that woke up this morning and I'm not one of them. I don't plug into a lot of things, but I am aware of what's going on in the banking industry. I am aware of what's going on in other places. You know, I stay abreast. I stay aware, but I don't stay indulged. I don't indulge. I don't engage and I don't indulge. But today, what we're talking about are the ways that people engage and indulge with fear. Mm. You know, it's one thing to have fear in your life. It's another thing to get married to it. And yet, those are two ends of the spectrum. What has been your experience? Have you had experience with both ends? Have you ever been at a place where you've been married to fear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably divorced from it now, but like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying.
I do. Right? Absolutely. I do. Absolutely. You know, I share just a little bit about my background. I grew up in an alcoholic home. I'm the eldest of three children and was kind of the fixer of the family. And so, you know, we never knew from day to day how things were going to be, what the weather was in the house, if you will. And so there was all this, like always kind of a little level of fear of not doing anything wrong, not causing any kind of commotion, and not provoking a response that we didn't want, right?
Yeah. So, right.
So you kind of, if when you grow up in a atmosphere like that, it tends to make you just a bit insecure, just a bit. So as you're walking into adulthood and you're out in the world and you're working and, you know, there's this level, this low level of fear that, as you say, you kind of partner with that because that's your MO. And that's, you're always expecting the worst case shit scenario. My mother, God rest her soul, she was from Atlanta. She never lost her accent, even though she lived in Kentucky for, you know, seven decades. And she says, "Honey, I have a horrible thought." Well, okay, Mama, but let's not talk about the horrible thought. But that was, she always wanted to explore the worst case scenario. In her mind, she was preparing. You know, she wanted to be prepared. And that's a good thing in some ways, but to be obsessed by it keeps you in that kind of locked relationship with fear, right? And go ahead.
No, it does. And what happens with that is that, I mean, thank you for sharing your background. I too come from that background. although I was not the protector, that was my sister. But there is a sense of something that happens, and thank you for sharing that story too. There is a sense of something that happens in our lives that seems less like a door slamming in our face. You know, there's have you ever had like accidentally, like you got this door and the wind blows and like, boom, door shuts, right? I was thinking about this in the bathroom, and all of a sudden my door in my bathroom, it was like eerie, spooky kind of thing. My door just starts to move open. See, those are two different speeds that fear can take. One can be as abrupt as that door and boom. The other one more subtle. Mm-hmm. Like the slow creaking door that made me look and think, oh my gosh, there's somebody in the house. See, there's still a little bit of fear, right? Now, the reality of somebody being in my house is like 1 to 159 million gazillion, right? But you understand what I'm saying. What you just described gives us a sense of the various degrees by which we can become imprisoned.
Oh, yes. And then the more you get comfortable with that frequency, that mindset, the heavier the shackles become, and the harder, more difficult it becomes to actually break out. And the reason I say that, as you, I was appreciative of your comment before the break about only those who have shifted can really talk about how you shift, because, you know, if you've, it's like you don't know what you don't know, right? And this is what I feel called to do, is to let people understand that there is another way out there, that you don't have to have like this thunderclap epiphany from on high to wake you up, to make you say, oh, I'm a real person, I can do this. No, that doesn't necessarily, I mean, you know, you're not going to have a divine intervention. The onus is on us to shift. The onus is on us to recognize that there's a lot of our lives that are, we create for ourselves. And there's, I hate to say this, but people can get stuck in like seeing the world through the eyes of a victim, and that everything that happens to them is from outside, not from the way they react to the world.
Yeah.
But they see the world reacting to them. So in a way, it's almost like a bypass of accountability for your own actions. Because you can feel like you've been put upon, or you've been hurt, or you've been this or that, because you're the innocent victim, when in fact you helped create that, whether you want to admit it or not.
Yeah.
And this is difficult. In my work, I find that this is difficult sometimes for people to really kind of get comfortable with. That, what do you mean? I created that. You know, that's a trigger, but that you can, triggers are there to show you there's something to clear.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about this. I was sharing a story. I don't remember when, one of my other shows, about growing up with my mom, and, you know, very young age, 4 or 5-ish years old. And the fact that she had this soda shop, right? Back then they were like soda shops where you went in and you got your like egg cream and stuff like that. In New York, that's what you got. But she had made friends with the police. The police took care of, looked out for my mom. And so my experience was, okay, folks, this is a real thing. Jukebox. Okay, that's like music. That's like old school version for like you play music on sizes of vinyl that may or may not exist today. And the police were always there. And so I made a comment the other day of how I don't remember how I said it, but it was very easy to misunderstand what I was saying, how I got normalized to the sight of a gun. And so there are people that see a gun and they're like, ah. Now, if every day as a young 4 or 5 year older, 5 and 6 now, ages 4 to 6, your mom's got this place where all the police come in and they got their hands on the guns everywhere, guns, 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 to the point where one of the guys came in and I literally pulled his gun out of his holster, right? Now, that's what the family says I did. But what does that mean? That doesn't mean that I support gun violence. It doesn't mean that. That's not a trigger for me today. There are other things, but that, because of my experience with it, is not a trigger. A door creaking open slowly without any wind in my house. Now that could take me down a pathway, right?
Right.
So we're all different, aren't we, with our triggers?
Absolutely. I'm, as you were speaking, I was remembering a client that had been programmed with this, you know, that any opportunity for violence, for sexual violence, was around the corner. And so she was so afraid. She was afraid to get in an elevator by herself, because it could stop and some man could get on and you know, hurt her.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That wasn't because she had had an actual experience. That was programmed into her.
Exactly. 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 And, you know, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, because these emotional programs are with us all the time. You know, part of what you do to help people is make them aware of what the programs are.
Yes.
Now, why would I have an emotional reaction to a door slowly opening in front of me? I mean, I'm watching the door and it's moving. Why would that be a reaction for me? What happened to me? Was there something that happened to me early on? And there absolutely was. Was there something that happens to us early on? The question, though, that is going to get addressed today is, what can you do? Do you have to keep your old programming? You know, what is it that Anahata does, the Crystal Coach show, the Crystal Coach herself? What is it that she can do to help us? Because we are coming out of 3 years where we have developed a number of fears. Some of them we speak loudly about, and some of them we don't. Some of them we'd like to forget, and some of them we can't. When we come back, Anahata is going to take us through this journey of, how do we use love to reprogram? What is it that we can do today? We're not discounting what you've gone through. We're not discounting anything in your life. We're not saying it isn't valid. Of course it is.
Of course.
When we come back, how do you not get trapped in the prison of fear? That's the key. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm so honored again to do this show. This is the debut show of the Crystal Coach Show. Anahata is joining me here today, clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom. Today we're talking about escaping. Yeah, it's like so many ways we're talking about escaping today. The prison of fear. And you know, before we talk about what happens, how do you go from being triggered? You know, how do you know you're triggered? How do you go from being triggered? And what is the pathway to get you on the other side of that, to move you away from that feeling of being shackled? And that can happen in your life in so many ways. Before we do that, again, would you mind telling people how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you, all of the above?
Sure. Thank you. You can find out a lot about me on my website. It's HTTPS. TheCrystalCoach.com.
Yeah. And Google, you can Google that and then there she'll be.
Yes. Anahata, the Crystal Coach, is on Facebook and Instagram, but I'm just now like diving into social media. So I don't have a lot of history on these channels, but I will definitely. I've actually got a YouTube channel called The Crystal Coach. And as we start adding episodes of The Crystal Coach Show, they will live over there as well as within the Transformation Talk Radio site.
Yeah. You know, look, this is part, look, taking your message out into the world, I just want to say, like, for many of you, some of you are new to listening to me or my show or any of the hosts here on the network, and some of you have been with us for a while. But whenever you embrace even an aspect of ourselves, which call us forward to take our story out, there is a nervousness, there is a fear. And, you know, I alluded to Sinead O'Connor before. I actually did do that haircut. And I think once you do that, I did it in protest of a corporate downsizing in my last several months of leaving that company. But once you do that, if you ever do that, then there's no haircut in the world that will ever really scare you. Never, ever, ever. Because like you did the thing. And then you realize how big your ears are. That was my awakening. But what we're talking about here today is really these things that imprison us from being who we really are, right? That's what we're talking about. And so I wanted to kind of ask you, as we kind of follow along here with what we were talking about, I'm going to generalize, and I'm going to say that people are attempting to gear back up. I'm just going to say that generally. Gear back up at work. Kids gearing back up at school. Sports gearing back up. I just got invited to speak May 18th at an event in Chicago. Gearing back up. Gearing back up.
Awesome.
Whatever that is. Gearing back up. And that in itself, for a whole lot of people, just gearing back up, that is a scary thing. Can you take us through why something as gearing back up means you're probably fulfilling your dream, but now it's got like these other elements that make you really like feel a little bit like nauseous on the inside, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, it's like there are times when one must face the fear and do it anyway. You know, there's a Sufi saying I like to quote. It's called, it says, invite your fears to tea. And what that means is the more we can get comfortable with our fears, and especially the fears that no longer serve us, as we were talking before, some of these triggers or programs, the more you can get comfortable with meeting and greeting the fear and thanking the fear for helping keeping you alive, because that's why fear was created. Fear is attached to the ego side of things, because as light beings having a physical experience, the light beings don't understand, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm hot, I'm cold, I hurt, I'm tired. It doesn't understand what the body's needs are. And so ego comes in and says, hey, take care of me, right? And ego is always afraid because it dies with the body. The soul is eternal. So the soul has a reference point for that, right? So once you can make peace with fear and thank it and say, I thank you for your service. You may return to the light now. I mean, it's a work that takes a long time. I'm not here advocating that you can turn your fears off just like a switch. That's next to impossible. If you feel like fear is a programmed action that's like a pebble in this infinite pool, that once it's dropped, it continues to pulse outward throughout your life. And your behavior is affected by that continual pulsing of that fear-based program. So are you able to take it away overnight? There's a way in which you can find that pebble and delete it and take it out of the pool. But all of those years of pulsing still trigger, so it takes time to allow for that to dissipate. But new pulsing is not being generated, you see. So the more we can be aware of our fears, okay, you asked how do we know we're triggered or if you feel like you're a fish that's just snapped at some bait, like you've reacted like a knee-jerk reaction. The first thing that happens is you're going to act this way, or you're going to be angry, or you're going to be scared, or whatever that knee-jerk initial reaction is. You catch yourself going, wait a minute, whoa, what is that? What kind of fear is that? Don't listen to your head. Your head's where ego likes to sit up there and direct the theater, right? It wants drama. It wants drama. So you pop down into your heart. I call it stop, drop, and roll into the heart. And you just say, okay, what's really going on? Why am I triggered like this? What do I feel? I had this happen to me. I was angry, and then I stopped and I said to myself, okay, what is going on? And my answer from my heart was, I don't feel valued. I don't feel valued. And that was making me angry. That was a trigger for me that made me angry. But anger is not going to advance my cause, especially in the corporate setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So learning where your triggers are and learning to even recognize them. It's like any kind of addiction, the first step is recognizing you have a problem. The first step is, oh, aha, that's what she was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you get that awareness, then you can choose to alter your course of action. You know, if you're a big sailing vessel, like a cargo ship or something on the ocean, and you take a 1 degree change in your course,
you won't get where you're going. You'll get to someplace on the other side of the world. I mean, it's a 1 degree shift, but it can make a huge amount of difference. So working on shifting out of that fear is within that 1 degree scope that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process.
It is, but I like the analogy of talking about the 1 degree, because one of the things I'm really struck by, I'm doing some consulting for someone who has an issue with grading a landscape, and 1 degree is enough to alter something. What I love about this is that, you know, a lot of times you've done a lot of the work up front, you're moving forward, you're doing things, right? But you kind of hit like this plateau. You feel like you've never been more stuck in your life than you are today. You're thinking, I've done everything. I've been everywhere. What is happening with me? Then I'm just like, I'm not sinking, but I'm not moving, right? That's where that 1 degree, just that 1 degree nudge, right, is the thing that will help move things forward. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what is your 1 degree? Do you know what it is? Do you literally know what that 1 degree would be for you? That if you had it, you knew it, it was in your grasp. Or even if you didn't, you know, you worked with the Crystal Coach, you worked with Anahata, what would that 1 degree be? And how would your life change? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Because if you get that 1 degree, wow, what can you expect on the other side? Let's take a short break. Everybody, we'll be right back.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, ScheidegGer.com.
What are you connected to? Or what are you disconnected from? Tune into The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TTRLive.com and learn how to avoid unnecessary suffering and activate your mind-body connection. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and express our natural creativity and exuberance as you learn how to look deep within and find your natural allies and connect authentically with yourself, others, and the world. To learn more, visit TheConnectedConversation.com.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, we're talking about that the great escape, escaping that great fear, that thing that is in the way. We've talked about a lot today. Again, remind people of your website. It's very easy. And then, you know, this is the part where you have done this now with many people. So you know what it's like to be in that prison, in that, just to be in that space. But then you've also seen people come out on the other side. You've seen yourself do it. I've seen myself come out. But before we really get down to what that could look like, again, mention how people can find out more about you if you could.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat. People can go to my website at https://thecrystalcoach.com. It's all run together, thecrystalcoach.com. I was talking to Dr. Pat at the break. Not everyone understands what that one degree is that we need to shift in order to be in a different place, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever your intention is. There, it's almost like you get frustrated sometimes because, dadgummit, I've worked on this and I've cleared it. Why does this keep coming up? Because it's like the ever-peeling onion. There's another layer. We go deeper. We go deeper. And this is the kind of work that I do with my clients, is I help to uncover and drill down and find that one little pebble that, even though you make a pearl by having an irritant, that irritant might not be able to make a pearl for you unless you can see it and delete it. And then what's left is the pearl of wisdom, the pearl of opportunity, the pearl of new beginnings.
Mm.
And on the other side is a way in which it's like you're like, you might get triggered, but then it's like the air goes out of the balloon. You know, it's like the program starts up and, wait a minute, I cleared that. And nothing. So it's an 8-week program that I've got. And I, you know, I open up my container periodically for a new set of folks to come in. But it's a commitment that you have to make for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where love comes in. When I'm speaking about love, I'm not speaking about, you know, physical, sexual love. I'm speaking about the love of soul for self, the love that is inside every single one of us. You know, I have lots of clients that come to me and they, you know, want advice or they want coaching or they want some intuition and guidance around their relationships. And they're looking for someone else to fill their buckets. And they're always disappointed. When you know that all the love you've ever needed and craved is right here in you, that, my dear, that is the best place to be.
Yeah.
Because if your cup's filled up here, you have more than enough to share with others. Mm-hmm. But the first place we have to work is inside us. You know, it's really amazing how things on your outside world start to shift around you once you make the shift. I'll give you an example. When I first started in my journey, I was, you know, kind of connecting to myself and trying to get more connected to all there is. And, you know, I was still not feeling it, you know. And I was taking a walk through the park. I live like a half a block from a big, huge city park, so I can walk there anytime I want to. It's lovely. But I was walking through this park and I was like, wow, the trees look so much more alive today. And I literally heard, no, sister, you are more alive today. So it's that kind of a recognition and awareness that clicks. It's just like one day it clicks. And you know that you don't have to follow that old program anymore. You don't have to look at the world the way that you did before. And once I had that recognition, I recognized that people were opening doors for me. They were smiling at me. They were letting me into traffic without me having to sit for, I mean, it was weird. It was really weird. When you shift your perspective, the world around you shifts in alignment with it. And that's what's so cool. So the love that it needs to happen and the choice of love is first for self. And this is a really hard thing for a lot of people. You know, it's really easy to forgive other people, but can we forgive ourselves? Whoa, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Mm.
Because once you can let go of maybe that trash bag of injustices that you've been dragging around behind you for most of your life, you let go of that. How much weight has been immediately lifted from your energy field?
Right. I mean, and what we're talking about really for people is the notion that this weight blocks us from where we really want to be.
Yes.
See, that's the end game. That's why we're talking about this today. You know, we're talking about it because fear is, you know, we've been given the gift to fear. And that is a good gift to have. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to know that there are things that you should really stop, right? And they're usually very common sense. Don't put your hand on a hot stove. All right, that would be one of them. But we've taken fear over time as the years pass. We build up fear.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you're helping people with, is moving that fear, removing the prison bars so that you can find a way out.
I don't remove them. I help others recognize the bars and they remove them.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, I'm not a magician. I'm not going to poof, you're healed. No, it's a co-created experience, because you have to have the commitment to release that program.
Yeah. That's my new favorite word now. A commitment. I heard Jim talk about it. Jim Fannin talk about it the other day on his podcast. And, you know, I studied it and I realized how far away from it I've gotten.
Mm.
And when commitment is the glue we need that you just talked about, when commitment is that catalyst we need, that activator we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have lemon water without lemon, and you got to put the lemon in it. But when we are afraid to commit to change, that's the double layer. And I love the way you put that, because sometimes we don't realize we have the power to free ourselves.
I know. Well, you know, the big thing about being willing to make that commitment and change is if you just have to get to this place where you realize you can't do it yourself. You can't do it alone. You have to release the control of trying to manage everything at once. You can't. You have to learn how to receive. You have to be open to allow the grace to come and to help you. The need to control is so prevalent. I mean, I'm a type A. I mean, that the need to control for me has been huge. Huge. And learning that I can't do it all. I'm just, you know, I can do as much as I can, but I can't do it all without some help, without divine help, without being open to receiving help from those around me. You know, there's a key to that,
mm-hmm.
to that surrender. Once you surrender into this allowing and freeing yourself from expectations of outcome, then you are well on your way to making that one degree, whether you've been able to identify it or not. Once you get into this, as you say, commitment to change, and we work together, then you're going to find that there's all of these different emotions that you've got attachments to programs around. So say when you were a kid, you got bit by a dog. Your program now says all dogs are bad. I'm afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
That's just a real oversimplification, but that's the way we get programmed into how we perceive our reality.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I grew up in New York, and you know, I can't tell you how many stories of kids that have had bad experience with escalators. I mean, I'm laughing only because I was one of them, but I can't tell you that there are things that can happen every day. The other part of this is what happens after it? How do we respond? And that's also something else you do. Boy, we covered a lot today, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Again, please tell folks how they can connect with you. And I'd love to know, you know, what you want to leave us with. You know, what are your...
Well, I always want to leave with a little bit of a crystal recommendation for people who are in overwhelm or anxious. Please do go to my website, and the link for my free gift, my Crystals in Crisis book, is in there. It's got a whole listing of crystals around that. But I would say that just pertaining to what we were talking about today, hematite helps us be here now. It's one of those really wonderful earth-based stones that when you hold it, it feels like if you're just like, you're all up in your head and you want to be in your body, grab a piece of hematite or a piece of black tourmaline, which I have on my laptop here, because black tourmaline transmutes negativity to clear light. It's awesome. It's one of my go-to stones. So the rest of the, there's a whole bunch of other stones in that book. So I encourage you to go and get the free gift that I have in my website at thecrystalcoach.com.
I wore my crystals today.
I got my crystals on.
Thank you so much. And more of the Crystal Coach Show coming. I mean, yes. This is not the only thing. This is on a regular basis. We're going to be firing it up. Firing it up, everybody. Hey, thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you so very much. When you enter the world of crystals, you're entering a world of healing that was really foreign to me. You're working with somebody that's the best of the best. Anahata, thank you so much for everything you're doing. To all of you out there, please open yourselves up to literally escape from fear. We'll see you next time, everyone.
You have been listening to The Crystal Coach Show, helping you live every day with clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, your host, Anahata. Tune in every first and third Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. Feel connected and reside in the vibration of love on The Crystal Coach Show. For more information, and to become the best version of yourself, visit thecrystalcoach.com. That's thecrystalcoach.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.